Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 6th, the Lord our Healer.
All this week, Derek urges us to heed the words from Psalm 122. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Today he looks at God's promise to Israel to be their physician. Right after God first redeemed Israel out of Egypt and the Israelites became his redeemed and covenant people, the first revelation of himself that he gave them was that of healer. This attribute is stated in Exodus 15, verse 26, when the Lord said to Israel, "For I, the Lord, am your healer." The phrase "your healer" in modern Hebrew means "your doctor." The word used in Exodus 15, 26 is precisely the same word as the modern Hebrew word for doctor. It's not changed its meaning in more than 3,000 years of the history of the Hebrew language. The Lord said emphatically to Israel, "I am your doctor." Two things that don't change are the Lord's name and the Lord's covenant. The Lord's position and function as the healer of his people is united with his name and his covenant. In other words, it never changes. Many centuries later, when Jesus came to Israel as its saviour and redeemer, thereby fulfilling the promises of the Messiah, he again manifested God as the healer of his people. The healing ministry of Jesus didn't proceed from himself. It didn't initiate with him, but it was the expression of God's healing nature and God's healing covenant with his people. The foundation of God's provision is healing and health for his people in his word, the Scriptures. How important it is to see that God's answer to our need is primarily in his word. If we ignore his word, then we really don't have any right to expect that he will meet our needs. But if we turn to his word and seek him through it, we will find that in his word he does meet all our needs, spiritual and physical. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessing you promise to those who love Israel. I proclaim that the Lord's position and function as the healer of his people is united with his name and his covenant. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.